seem fun, and info, finfo, or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
That is the jamming music of Julie Newmark, Dime Store Halo, julienewmarkmusic.com. Julie, thank you for invigorating, pumping our show up with that awesome music. Looking forward to the new blues stuff. I keep hearing about it. I am ready. I know you have a full life out there. You can get this stuff out as fast as your listeners wanted to, but we're going to keep demanding it. Ladies, put down the cleaning supplies now. Research has now demonstrated, again, repeatedly, the link between pregnant women and what the fetus, then children, then babies and toddlers and children develop even up into later life, into their teenage years. There is multiple studies, again, coming out demonstrating that women should not be exposing themselves to cleaning supplies during pregnancy. And as a matter of fact, Oxford University came out, and this actually came out very recently. I didn't even get a chance to post this, and gave a very black and white recommendation. Women do not touch cleaning supplies during pregnancy, period. Do not touch them. It's we know the link between children's asthma. There's an Avon study, the longitudinal study of parents. So ALSPAC study, 13,000 children from birth to age 16. This is a significant study, a long study that was followed, showing the link between these cleaning supplies and pregnancy. It is time to put the cleaning supplies now down, but Oxford University did take the next step and say, do not touch them at all. We believe the link is valid if you want to keep your children safe. Holly, here's my point. When I first found out we got pregnant, what did she want to do? She wanted to clean the house. Luckily, I mean, I'm telling you, she's like, okay, we got to clean up this room, and where's the baby going to live? And we got to, oh my God, we got to repaper the cabinets. You know, I'm like, okay. I mean, she nested, man. She nested. And I'm very worried about this. As a woman, Holly, as a practitioner, are you going to say to your patients, that's it, part of pregnancy is your prenatal, and don't clean?
Well, it depends on what they want me to say. I'll say anything that's gonna work for their situation. Doctor's orders. You have to go to get a massage every week. Doctor's orders. You can't clean the house. No, what I'm gonna say is, don't pick up the conventional cleaning supplies. There's alternatives. I think that's the big key. So why? Let's talk to the listeners about why you are so emphatic about this. What happens? What's the problem? What's a little Windex going to hurt?
The problem is arrogance, Holly. The problem is that we think that we can throw these chemicals in untested and expect that everything will just be okay. And it's not. It's not just okay. And we justify that the Clindos are a little cleaner, a little squeakier, or the chemicals are cheaper, or whatever it is. But the problem is, and this is what scares me, this isn't even the worst part, Holly. The main study that I cited with this was finished in 2008. The children were 16 years old that they were following then. So that puts us 24 years ago. The amount of chemicals we're using now compared to 24 years ago is minimum tenfold. What are we going to see from 2013 to 2029? I'm very nervous.
Yeah, so as you said, not only arrogance, but the problem is that it's the chemicals, and they are endocrine disruptors. Okay, that's what they're called. So the endocrine system, your hormone system, they disrupt it. They cause cancers. They cause health issues. They cause problems, and they add to overall body burden toxicity. So very, very important. I think what's really important, too, is that this, you know, we have the blood-brain barrier, I should say, but when it comes to women being pregnant, you've got this placental barrier. The actions that you take, what you take in, what you are exposed to, are those chemicals getting into your unborn fetus? Yes, for the most part, they are. And I think that that's the issue here. And I think it's really important to understand that there are alternatives. You've cited before the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. Mm-hmm. There's a website, EWG.org/guide/cleaners. You can get an entire understanding of what you could use, non-toxic substances. Now, guess what you're going to have to use? You're going to have to use with these non-toxic substances a little bit of elbow grease, because that's what I think happened. We were like, oh, it's too hard to clean and clean well, so let's just make it mm-hmm. easier by pumping us up with chemicals in these products. And yeah, boy, that is something else, and very efficient. But guess what? A little bit of elbow grease with some non-toxic ingredients is going to get us so much further when it comes to living well and staying well and really reducing exposure where we can.
Yeah, and to look at some of these numbers is staggering, Holly. 41% increase in the risk of persistent wheezing by age 7. And this is a time bomb, ladies. And boy, you know, it's such a challenge for women, because women have the genetic obligation to procreate. We don't have any planet, no whether whatever species it is, the women has the genetic obligation to procreate, and therefore the burden comes on them. I'd like to think, more than most men, that I tried to share as much of the burden with my wife as I can, but the end, it's your endocrine being disrupted. And it's at the end where that you're going to have to put this down, and this is a time bomb. You're talking about 7 years later, a wheeze, and then down the road, asthma, a 41% chance that you play with these chemicals, a time bomb goes off later. It's insane. And when they look at this in Britain with the European Respiratory Journal study, the rates of asthma shot up fourfold since the 1970s. And they're talking about, we think that this is perhaps due to the irritant effect of chemicals on the child after birth or during gestation, which may cause inflammation in the airways, leading to the development long-term of asthma. And it doesn't mean you can't do anything after they're born. I think you can do a tremendous amount of things to detox the babies and reverse these things and keep them clean. But these time bombs make me just very nervous.
Yeah, oh, I mean, it's like you don't even have a chance. You're like behind the eight ball before you ever get out and get to experience life and make decisions for yourself. I think that's really frustrating. And so what will it though create? And I hate to keep coming back to this, because I've heard myself lately, and it's not that I'm like this person who's like bad big pharma, bad big business. Mm-hmm. I think there's a place for everything. But it's certainly going to, if people are being born sick, it's certainly going to generate profit for a for-profit healthcare industry, which we already have. You know, mm-hmm. I've always said that I think part of the problem is there's no money in wellness. If you stay well, you know, who's going to get paid? But what is better than your health and wellness? I mean, I think, seriously, that's just who, what's better? And so... I've got some things that I want to say. I want to be able to at least just tell people, besides going to EWG.org, if you have white vinegar, baking soda, lemon juice, fragrance-free liquid soap, okay, that's not antibacterial, and a microfiber dust or cloth or a mop, you are going to, by and large, get so much of your cleaning done without the mm-hmm. problem and the potential risk of toxicity.
Yeah, understand that this, we never saw this type of asthma before these chemicals came on board. And don't believe it when you hear the following. Well, asthma is always caused by kind of cleaning stuff. We just never really tracked it or studied it before. Wrong. We've been tracking asthma and respiratory diseases since the 20s and 30s. This is a new created phenomenon. And it goes to show one last thing. And Environmental Working Group does a nice job of this. We need to remember that the chemical companies and the government are not going to protect us. They do not use the precautionary principle, which states if they're not sure about a chemical safety, that they won't release it. Or if they're not sure about a particular combination of chemicals, they won't put them together. They will release it and find out 20 years later whether it's going to hurt your child. And protecting your children is part of what we want to do as our overall mission at Radio MD.